How much hair of the head must a married woman cover in public? May a few strands be seen? Can she be lenient only to cover a majority of her head? What is the halachic requirement for covering the hair? So the Gemara in Ksubis and the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, chapter 21, discuss the obligation of a woman to cover her head, a married woman, or a once married woman. No differentiation there is made regarding how much of the hair must be covered. And therefore, from the simple understanding, one would understand that every strand of the hair of her head must be covered. The obligation of a married or once married woman to cover her hair is biblical. And if the Torah did not give a measurement of hairs, then seemingly every hair must be covered. Why then does there exist some confusion or rumors of leniency that not all the hair has to be covered on a woman's head who is married? So this comes to a separate subject that is discussed in Maseches Brachos and brought in chapter 75 in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim with regards to, may a man pray or learn Torah in the face of a married woman's uncovered hair or uncovered body part? And there the Shulchan Aruch says that if a tefach 8 centimeters by the elbow, above the elbow, is revealed, it is forbidden for a man to pray or learn Torah. But if it's less than a tefach, then it is permitted. So since we see the concept of giving leeway to a tefach regarding prayer and learning, which is in essence a correspondence of what areas of a woman must be covered due to tznius, perhaps we can say the same leniency regarding the hair. So what do the Paiskim say regarding this matter? So we have a ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek in Eben Ezer, Tshuva 139, as well as the Chassam Seif in Tshuva 36, that clearly rule that every strand of hair of the head must be covered by a married or once married woman. And there is no leniency of a tefach or less than a tefach by the hair. And so concord the vast majority of G'dayli HaPaiskim, the Eish L'Avraham HaBotshach, the Steichemed, the David Mishadim, and the G'dayli HaPaiskim of today, the Tshuvas Van Hagis, the Aznit Beru, the Chazon Ish, and the Sfardi Paiskim, Reb Ben-Tzion Abba Shaul, the Av Mashash, another Paiskim of today. There are two G'dayli HaPaiskim of today that took, however, the lenient approach and ruled that it is permitted for a woman to be lenient to uncover up to 2 finger widths, 4 centimeters of the top part of her hair, as with both sides, this will end up being less than a tefach, less than 8 centimeters. So ruled famously Reb Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim 4112, and Eben Ezer, Volume 1, Tshuva 58, and so likewise ruled Rav Avadia Yosef in his Sfarim. Practically, how do we rule? So first of all, even these Poskim, Reb Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avadia Yosef, agree, as they clearly state in their tshuvas, that it is a good thing, a proper act, for a woman to fully cover her hair and not reveal any part of it. However, in truth, as we stated before, the vast majority of the Poskim rule that it is forbidden, and this would be a biblical prohibition. And so was the ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek, as we mentioned earlier, who was the Poskim of Chabad. And so was the Rebbe's answer when he was once addressed this question. In the Gush Kodesh, Volume 9, page 325, the Rebbe was once asked, you want to wear a shetel that will leave 2 finger widths uncovered, reminiscent of the opinion of Reb Moshe Feinstein. The Rebbe replied to this woman, who are you trying to fool? Not the world, but only yourself. And what is the purpose of fooling yourself? The rule is clear in Shulchan Aruch that all the hair must be covered, and there is no room for question on this matter. It is for this reason that the Rebbe, as well as other Poskim of today, told women to prefer the covering of a shetel over the covering of a handkerchief, of a kerchief. As a shetel can secure the complete covering of every strand of hair, while a tichel or a kerchief quite often reveals some hair, and at times even reveals more than 4 centimeters, and bypasses even the minority lenient approach of the Igros Moshe that we brought above. It's brought in the Zohar, recorded in all the Paiskim, the great blessing that Hashem gives to a woman who is careful in covering her hair properly. Now these are brachas, blessings that touch upon parnasa, the livelihood of the home, as well as the physical and spiritual health of one's children. And it is certainly not wise for someone to play around with this and look for minority opinionateim who have been negated by the majority of the Rabbanim, especially when it's regarding a matter that touches upon the divine blessing one receives for their family.